The 24th day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdom of Saint Abinoob. It was on this day that Saint Abinoob was martyred. Born in the city of Nahissa in the district of Talca, Abinoob's parents were devoted Christians and raised their child to love God. When the Roman Emperor Diocletian began the persecutions against the Christians, Abinoob was only 12 years old. He was greatly interested in the stories going around about how so many Christians were not just hiding from the soldiers or waiting until the soldiers dragged them before the governor for questioning, but were actually presenting themselves voluntarily to the governor and proudly proclaiming their Christian faith, knowing full well that it would mean suffering and death. Young Abinoob greatly admired these brave Christians and knew that such glory in heaven awaited them. One day at the church, he heard the priest speaking to the congregation about strengthening their faith. He warned them about worshiping idols and encouraged them to deliver themselves to the governor for death for the sake of Jesus Christ. Abinoob returned to his house and gathered up all the gold and riches his father had given him and gave it to the poor and needy. He then went to the town of Saminaud, sought out the governor, Lucianus, and declared that he was a Christian. Lucianus decided to make an example of this young Christian boy and ordered that he be tortured. An exceptionally cruel man, Lucianus ordered that the beaten and bloodied Abinoob be taken aboard his ship and hung upside down from the mast. The governor was planning that he would sit down to enjoy a meal while watching poor Abinoob's sufferings. But Lucianus found that the cup in his hand suddenly turned to stone and that an angel of God had released the young saint, wiping the blood from Abinoob's face. Strong winds suddenly blew and made the ship sail unusually fast to the city of Athribis. The occurrences of the day had greatly disturbed the soldiers, and when they arrived in port, they came before the governor to confess their belief in God that Abinoob followed. Lucianus ordered that they all be executed, upon which everyone received the crowns of martyrdom. The governor had young Abinoob tortured some more, and then sent him to the city of Alexandria, where he was tortured yet again. But through all these tortures and struggles, God was with his beloved Abinoob, always supporting him and comforting him, and telling him of the wonders and joys of heaven that awaited him. When Abinoob was martyred, his brave soul was welcomed into the kingdom of God, where he received the crown of martyrdom. Saint Julius el Akfahasi, a holy and devoted man who cared for the bodies of the martyrs and wrote their life stories, was present during the time of Abinoob's martyrdom. He sent some of his men to take the body back to the boy's hometown of Nahissa and wrote the history of this child, this young man, whose courage and devotion to God were far beyond his years. Many churches were built in Saint Abinoob's name. Many miracles manifested from his body, a sign of God's continuing love and grace for Abinoob. His body is now located in the church in his name in the city of Saminaud. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. The passing of Saint Simeon the First, the 42nd Pope of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 698 AD that the 42nd Pope of Alexandria, Saint Simeon the First, passed away. Originally from Syria, his parents were aware of his holy nature and brought him to Egypt's El Zugag Monastery. This monastery is south of Alexandria, and it is the burial site of Saint Severus, the Patriarch of Antioch, who died in Egypt in the year 538 AD. Simeon became a monk there, not only learning to read and write, something most adults could not do during that time, but studying the church books so hard that he learned them by heart. Pope Agathon ordained him a priest, and because of his virtuous nature and vast knowledge of the church, he eventually became the 42nd pope. Pope Simeon delegated the day-to-day management of the patriarchate duties to others and maintained the strict ascetic life that he had known at the monastery, devoting himself to fasting, praying, and reading the scriptures. But all was not well within the church at that time. Some of the priests from Alexandria were against Pope Simeon. Not aware that they were being encouraged by the devil, these priests plotted to kill the pope. They went to a magician who prepared a bottle of deadly poison for them. Then they went to the pope, claiming it was a medicine for a minor ailment, and begged him to drink it as a blessing to them. Pope Simeon had just taken communion, and then when he drank the poison, no harm came to him. The priest would not give up. They arranged to poison some figs and gave them to His Holiness, encouraging him to eat them while they were at their freshest. Pope Simeon became gravely ill and remained in bed for 40 days. The caliph who governed Egypt, Abdel Aziz, came to Alexandria, but the pope was too ill to come out and welcome him. When the caliph found out what had happened to the pope, he ordered that the priest and magician all be executed. Simeon heard this and immediately begged the caliph with tears to have mercy on them. Moved by such gentleness and compassion, the caliph pardoned the priests, but still had the magician executed. So great was his respect and admiration for Pope Simeon that the caliph allowed him to build several churches and monasteries, including the two monasteries in Helwan, south of Cairo. Pope Simeon appointed a priest named Mina to manage the affairs and money of the church, but Mina's lust for money was too great, and he began using part of the money as if it were his own. He then denied any mishandling or wrongdoing until he suddenly fell ill and could not speak. When the pope found out what had happened, he prayed to God to heal the wayward priest. He sent a disciple to the priest's house, but was informed that the priest had just died. The disciple of the pope went in anyway and kissed the body in salutation of his priesthood. Suddenly, the dead priest came back to life, thanking God and confessing his wrongdoings and saying it was the prayers of Pope Simeon on his behalf that had raised him from the dead. The priest rushed to the pope, thanking him and returning all that he had taken from the church's funds. During the reign of Pope Simeon I, there were some Christian men who took mistresses besides their wives, and the pope excommunicated them until they stopped their sinful ways and asked forgiveness from the Lord. This pope, who had such an extraordinary reign as patriarch, remained on the throne of St. Mark for over 7.5 years, and then passed peacefully away. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.